Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Gordy Pratt has been performing Christmas shows for 25 years. Darla Drew and her band, The Pharaohs, are members of the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Drew joins Pratt this month for the One Guy Christmas Tour. They perform at the High Plains Western Heritage Center in Spearfish on December 17th and 18th. They're going to have some other dates as well they'll tell us about, but right now joining us from the SDPB studios in Rapid City, I'd like to welcome Gordy Pratt. Hi, sir. Welcome back.
Hi.
And Darla Drew is also here. Hi, Darla.
Hey, it's good to be here. This fine noon.
And then with us as well is Troy Kilpatrick, Executive Director of the Journey Museum. There's a partnership here between the Journey and the South Dakota Arts Council, the High Plains Western Heritage Center. Troy Kilpatrick, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate being here.
Gordy, let's start with you and give us an idea about the history of 25 years of holiday music on the road.
The history of holiday music on the road. Well, it didn't start out to be on the road. I did shows in Deadwood in the 90s, did Christmas shows, and developed a lot of material, which was fun to do. I always end up taking credit for writing all this stuff, but it was actually developed by people like Eric Johnson and Shirlene Joseph, who I worked with, and Lori Miller, who I worked with up in Deadwood. And then at some point it became obvious that the Deadwood market was kind of softening a bit, and I started taking on the road by myself. I did the One Guy Christmas Show by myself for a number of years, and they're doing corporate banquets, basically driving, I think every December for the last 15 years, I probably put in 12 to 15,000 miles driving around doing my Christmas show for the corporate folks around the country.
Darla
and I got to know each other this year in the music business, doing some music business, and we decided we wanted to do something together, and this came up with the shows here in Rapid City and Spearfish, and I have three shows on the road also. So we decided to do it together. So
yeah, and with Dee Dee and the Pharaohs, you know, we always did a lot of Christmas shows. And we quit playing actively about 10 years ago, and Gordy called me with this idea to do a show together. It's a little more theatrical than I'm used to, so I'm having to memorize a lot of new things and actually original songs, which is certainly out of my wheelhouse, as you'd say. But, we've been having a great time getting this together and getting it ready for new audiences, and it's going to be a great experience. I'm looking forward to it, and actually it'll be more on track with what I'm used to doing in December as far as getting ready for Christmas, being out performing and being with crowds and people. It'll seem more like home to me.
What's the balance between original music and more traditional fare?
There's four original songs. Back in the 90s, I got kind of I found some holes in the repertoire. There were no songs specifically about presents, so I wrote a song from the perspective of the present, and a song about Santa, about how he's tired of doing the Santa thing, and he really wants to, like, have an apprentice or just get rid of the darn job, you know. There's another one, Kenny Putnam's favorite of these four songs, The Oldest Decoration on the Tree. I'm the oldest decoration on the tree. I've been dropped by every member of the family, but they always pick me up and glue me back together and hang me in the front for all to see. Whoopee!
Troy, I want to make sure to bring you into the conversation. Tell me about the Journey's partnership with Gordy for Christmas.
I'd be happy to. Say, we're so lucky to have Gordy, the one guy, and Darla Drew, the one girl. We put them together. You couldn't just do it once. You have to do it two nights. So it's next Wednesday and Thursday at the Journey Museum and Learning Center, and it's we have a beautiful
next Wednesday and Thursday.
You're going to be there, right, Gordy?
No, it's the week after, though.
Okay. Yes.
Don't confuse me.
Okay. It's getting confusing. But so we're just happy to be a part of all of this. It's flattering for me to be able to work with such talents here that have been in the Black Hills and developed such great followings. And so it's a delight for me to be their partner. And it helps us get the Journey Museum and Learning Center out there in the forefront of Rapid City and be a little bit more engaged in the community. And that's been part of what it's all about, is getting people to come and see what a beautiful museum and beautiful building we have and facility. And it's through works like this. So thank you both, Gordy and Darla Drew, for being here with me.
And a wonderful theater, too. If people haven't been in the theater at the Journey, it is absolutely stunning.
I want to make sure that we get to a song, and then we'll come back and talk about that theater. So, Gordy, the first song, you want to set it up for us?
Well, it really doesn't need a whole lot of setting up. One night in December, I was having a beer in my local bar down the street over here. In a booth in the back by the pool table, there sat Santa Claus. His head was in his hands, he looked so pathetic. His suit was all wrinkled and his eyes were as red as the nose on the face of that most famous reindeer of all. I said, Santa, you look like you lost your last elf. Mind if I join you? He said, suit yourself. And I slid in across from the claws and said, ho, 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 man. St. Nick, you look like you could use some rest. You want to talk about it? Get it off of your chest. And he said, all right, you ask for it. Here goes. He said, you can take this Santa suit and shove it. If you're looking for a job, take mine. You'll love it. This Santa thing is way too tough. I'm done. I'm through. I've had enough. He said Rudolph was a lush, and the elves were lazy, and Mrs. Claus, she drives him crazy. If he had a nickel for every ho, 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 he'd be all set. He started out as a fairy tale, and now he gets 16 tons of mail. Said he'd like to trade in that old sleigh for a jet. She was so sweet when they first dated, now Mrs. Claus is liberated. Says she has to have her own career. She said she needed more space to grow. He said, what do you want? You got the whole North Pole. Now he's sleeping in the barn with the darn reindeer. He said, you take this Santa suit and shove it. If you're looking for a job, take mine. You'll love it. This Santa thing is way too tough. I'm done. I'm through. I've had enough. One night old Rudolph was drinking in a local bar, having too much fun, going way too far, doing touch and goes from dough to dough, he'd fly. Old Rudy was there when the place got raided. A fight broke out, he nearly made it out the back door, in reverse, waving goodbye. Well, he missed the door and he hit the wall, the red of his reindeer rights and all. He took a swing at the cop and he hit old Sandy. Rudolph was incarcerated for flying while intoxicated. He'd be lucky if he gets out by New Year's Eve. He said, please take this Santa suit. You'll love it. You look good in red. It fits like a glove. Won't the missus be surprised when you show up? I'm done. I'm through. I've had enough. That's what he said. I'm done. I'm through. I've had enough. Poor Sandy. I'm done. I'm through. I've had enough.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to, go ahead.
Ooh, a small but enthusiastic crowd here in the studio.
People are clapping in their offices and cars right now as well. We just can't hear them. Gordy Pratt is our guest today with Darla Drew. We also have Troy Kilpatrick from the Journey Museum. Darla, this next song, I think, is all you, and you said it's a different experience to sort of learn the lyrics of one of Gordy's songs. Before you sing it, why don't you set it up for us and explain what that's like?
Well, actually, it isn't all me. I'm going to sing this one with Gordy.
Ah.
And it's from the presence perspective. You know, I've never heard a song like it before. And it's been a lot of fun to learn it and get it with Gordy and be able to perform it live very soon. We've been practicing since, what, I don't know, October maybe? I almost have this.
It's a cool tune. It's from the perspective of the present. Of the Christmas songs that I've written, this one has had the most action as far as a commercial venture. It's been submitted over 900 times to people like Ray Charles before he died, and Diana Krall, and the publisher in L.A. thinks it could have a nice home in the Christmas repertoire.
I can't wait to be given. I can't wait to be received. I don't know of the two which one is better. To give or get a tie or a poinsettia. I can't wait till I get opened. I can't wait to see the look on the face of who my giver gave me to. up under the tree. I'm a present. All you want for Christmas is me. I'm a present. I'm a gift selection. I'm a gesture of affection. I'm a present, and I'm present and accounted for. What's inside? Is it what you asked for? What's inside? You can't wait to see. I'm the object of your curiosity. Wondering what I am will drive you crazy. I'm a present wrapped up under the tree. I'm a present. All you want for Christmas is me. I'm a present. I'm a gift selection. I'm a gesture of affection. I'm a present, and I'm present and accounted for. Do I rattle when you shake me? Do I tick? You can't hear a thing. Do I weigh? Ooh, I'm very heavy. If you want a clue, I don't give any.
Oh, I've been shaken, I've been shook.
I've been looked at from every which way you can look.
From him to her, from he to she.
From the Mr. to the Mrs. he's given me.
Oh, I can't wait till Christmas Eve
to put you out of your misery.
I'm a present, and I'm present and accounted for.
I'm a present, and I'm present and accounted
I'm
for.
A present, and I'm present and accounted
I'm a present, and I'm present and accounted
for. I'm a present,
and I'm present and accounted for.
Don't open me to Christmas.
A standing ovation
for Gordy Pratt, Darla Drew. They're joining us. This is Dakota Midday. If you're just tuning in, they're joining us live from the SDPB studios in Rapid City. We also have Troy Kilpatrick with the Journey Museum with us today. Troy, what do you think? Tell me a little bit about that theater of yours.
Well, it's a fantastic venue. We can squeeze 145 people in there, and that's our goal, is to get her filled up. And if you purchase tickets in advance, we'll guarantee you're right in the front section, so you can be down and close to Gordy and Darla Drew while they're performing. Obviously, that makes it even a little bit better when you're up close and personal. So there's not a bad seat, though, in the facility there. And come early. Come at 6 o'clock. We have refreshments, appetizers, a little mixing-type activity there for everyone. Help get into the holiday mood before we go into the theater itself and enjoy a great program.
And folks,
you know,
go ahead,
Lori. I was just going to interject here that, you know, just because Gordy and I are out doing these things, it's just not all about us. You know, we've started a little, I don't know, outreach of our own. It's called Expensive Coffee for Musicians, or ECM. And, you know, so we're collecting like Starbucks, Caribou, Dunn Brothers coffee cards as gifts for musicians. And if you've ever seen a musician without a soy latte double shot of espresso on Christmas or any other time, it's heartbreaking. So this is what we're doing, you know, just trying to make a little bit of awareness for coffee and how the musicians really need this resource.
Thank you.
Just not us out there just for our own good. You know, it's a big deal to us.
A philanthropic message here. Gordy, the next tune is Yuletide. We've got about 5 minutes. That's enough time for it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a shorty.
All right. Lay it on us.
It's a shorty.
Orville T. Saddlesore here with you, all the way out from southwestern Dakota.
Where are you from?
Southwestern South Dakota.
Western
Dakota. You know, we do some interesting things in South Dakota. As far as I know, South Dakota is the only state in the entire union that shoots their state bird. You know, I love everything there is to love about Christmas, except for one thing.
Shopping, 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 shopping till you're dropping. Store to store you're hopping, Yuletide. Shirts and socks and cheap ties, who cares if they're the right size? Nine times out of ten they'll take it back. Wrapping, 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 endless package wrapping. Man, my nerves are snapping, Yuletide. Wrap the stuff and send it, the post office will bend it. They'll be lucky if they get it by next year. Find a box,
make it fit,
stuff it in,
give it a kick,
tear the paper,
give it a
Yuletide. Tie them down, tape it up, find the ribbon, curl it up.
Zip.
Did we take the price tag off?
I don't know. I don't remember. Oh.
Yuletide. Shopping, shopping, shopping. Yuletide. Yuletide.
Gordy Pratt and Darla Drew. Let's go over the dates. Troy, give us the dates and the times for the One Guy Christmas special guest star, Darla Drew, at the Journey.
December 14th and 15th, we will open the doors at 6 o'clock for the mixer. The show will be at 7.
And Gordy, I've got High Plains Western Heritage Center in Spearfish on December 17th and 18th. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Sunday is a matinee, and we've already sold about 65 tickets. So if people want to come, they need to get a hold of some tickets. You can either go to my website and buy them online, or just call the High Plains Western Heritage Center or the Journey, or email them and get tickets. We'd love to have you.
It's the first time we've done this together, Lori. So, you know, it's an unusual experience for people to celebrate Christmas and get out there and really feel the Christmas spirit.
And drink some expensive coffee for musicians.
Yeah.
As well. We'll put some links up on our website. Gordy, Darla, thank you so much for joining us. Troy, thanks for being here as well. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
And
thank you, Lori.